even for you.
Even for me.
If I did it for anybody, it would be for you. But because it's kind of, I have to be careful not to do a Scottish accent anywhere now because, you know, people just assume it's Scotty. My wife, obviously, as I've made known, is Scottish, and I have a large Scottish family up in Glasgow, and so it's not like I'm, you know, just some English imposter. I do have some connection to the country, and I've used it. You know, also the first AD, Tommy Gormley, on Star Trek, who was also on Mission Impossible, is a real dyed-in-the-wool Glaswegian, and so having him on set was great because I could always, if my wife wasn't there, I could defer to Tommy and say, what do you think of this? Is this phrasing right? Whatever. But one thing I didn't want to do was an impression of James Doohan because I wouldn't want anyone to think I was making fun of him. You know, if I started doing an impersonation of the actor that plays Scotty, that would be doing the part and the actor a disservice. So my intention was to take it as James did when he first picked up the script, just to say, okay, you know, it's a physics genius. He's an engineer. He's from, you know, from Scotland, and approach the character like that and have my interpretation of it, you know.